This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Americans can order free COVID-19 test kits that will be mailed to their homes. Each U.S. household can order up to 4 nasal swab tests at covidtests.gov. The tests will detect current virus strains and can be ordered ahead of the holiday season when families and friends gather for celebrations. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says this is the program's 7th round of distribution, which has delivered more than 900 million free tests directly to U.S. residents since it started in the winter of 2021. The rapid antigen tests take about 30 minutes to give results. This next set of tests will be able to detect currently circulating variants and can be used for testing in people who have COVID-19 symptoms and those who don't, as well as in those who are up to date on their COVID-19 vaccinations and those who aren't. While most Americans have some degree of immunity from prior infections or vaccinations or both, that protection wanes. Last fall's shots targeted a different part of the coronavirus family tree, a strain that is no longer circulating, so it's important to get this season's coronavirus vaccine updated to protect against current variants of coronavirus infection. The country already has seen an uptick in an active respiratory virus season with high levels of the coronavirus already circulating. To reduce the spread of COVID-19, the CDC recommends that people who test positive stay home and away from others until they are fever-free for at least 24 hours. The FDA recommends that people take multiple rapid tests to ensure that they do not have COVID-19. 3 consecutive negative tests for those with symptoms before they mingle with others, and 2 negative tests for those without symptoms performed 48 hours apart. A comet that visits the solar system every 80,000 years will pass by Earth in the coming days in what some astronomers are describing as the comet of the century. First discovered in January last year, the comet A3 is becoming visible to the naked eye as its trajectory takes it closer to the sun. The comet will be visible from October 12th through the 30th in the west just after sunset. Comet A3's closest approach to Earth takes place on October 12th and 13th. NASA astronaut Matthew Dominick said the comet currently looks like a fuzzy star when viewed from the International Space Station. A live stream of the comet is set to be broadcast by the Virtual Telescope Project on October 9th, which will capture the comet in the sky from its observatory in Manciano in Italy. Fun runs, 5 and 10Ks, mini marathons, and marathons are popular around the world, with more and more people participating in running events. In the running world, a bib bandit is someone who joins a race without registering or paying for it, and that's exactly how you could describe a recent half-marathon runner, Joshua the Goat. The animal, who lives on a pumpkin patch in the Canadian town of Concepcion Bay South, saw people running by for a half-marathon last weekend and broke free of his collar to join in on the fun. Joshua the Goat ran with the crowd along the designated route the rest of the length of the race. Unlike most bib bandits, though, Joshua the Goat was well received at the finish line and even got his own medal and finishing time. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.